Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. I probably don't have to tell you that wet objects are often slippery and difficult to grasp. But as Tom Smulders, senior lecturer at the Center for Behavior and Evolution at Newcastle University, reveals, there's an adaptation for that.
When we soak in a warm bath or do dishes without gloves, the skin on our fingers starts to wrinkle after a while. Why does this happen? Received wisdom says that the skin in our fingers absorbs water through the process of osmosis, and therefore swells up. However, when researchers measured the volume of wrinkly fingertips, they found that they had shrunk, not swollen. Just like raisins and prunes, the underlying tissue shrinks and the overlying skin is now too big and wrinkles up. So what makes the fingertip volume shrink then? According to the same researchers, this is due to vasoconstriction, the tightening of the blood vessels in the fingertips, which allows less blood into those fingertips. This vasoconstriction is controlled by the autonomic nervous system, making finger wrinkling the result of an active neural response to submersion in water. But why constrict blood vessels when fingers are submerged in water? It is possible that the vasoconstriction serves a purpose of its own, and that the wrinkling is a side effect. However, it's also possible that the wrinkling is indeed the main purpose of the whole process. Recently, we have shown that people have better grip on small objects picked up from underwater when their fingers are wrinkled than when they are not. This suggests that the wrinkles themselves have a function, improving grip in wet conditions. This could be a novel human trait, evolved in the context of tool-making or foraging in shallow water. Or it could be a trait we share with other primates, possibly to improve grip when moving around wet rainforests. This is still an open question. Whatever the reason, though, next time you do the dishes, don't worry about the wrinkles. They may help you not to drop that wet plate.
That was Tom Smulders of Newcastle University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.